Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I am so glad you're here today. It is Thursday. It is November 16th, and this will be our last podcast before Thanksgiving. So I'm going to take next week and devote that totally to my family. But I wanted to just come on today and have tea time with just me and you, because there's some things that God has laid on my heart that I want to share. And so we're just going to have some one-on-one time today. All right, ladies, today I want to talk about thankful in the pain. Being thankful in the pain. We're not always thankful for pain, of course, but we can be thankful in the pain. So I want to just build that concept out today with you, just one-on-one, me and you, because I know a lot of you are in the same boat I'm in. As we come into the holiday season, you won't be spending the holidays with your adult child or your adult children. I think one of the hardest things we'll ever experience as mothers is to be separated from our children. It aches to the bone. A lot of you know that my son and I are estranged right now because of politics, this political divide. And I have not yet met my new granddaughter, who is almost a year old. So she'll be experiencing the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas for the first time. What I would give to see that gleam in her eye as she looks at the Christmas lights or opens her Christmas presents. What I wouldn't give to see that. But in order for me to be in relationship with my son at this point in his life, him and his wife and his precious daughter, what it requires, from what I can understand and gather, is that I basically turn my back on what I believe, or to turn my back on my faith. Apparently, my beliefs and my the way I live my life, doing my best to follow God's principles, apparently he sees that as toxic and something that he has to protect his family from. So that was a hard pill to swallow, to hear that. We have to be super clear and rooted on who we are and whose we are in order to not give in to that temptation. Because everything inside of me wants to be with my son. Everything inside of me wants to hold my granddaughter. Everything inside of me wants to run to him and say, okay, whatever it takes, you know, I want this distance to be closed, this Grand Canyon sized division that's between us. I want it closed. It's tempting to do that to a degree in the flesh, but in the spirit, in my spiritual walk, it's absolutely a non-negotiable. What God says and his truth and his commands for how we live our life have to take precedent over the temptations of the flesh, the temptation to compromise our principles in order to do whatever, in order to be in relationship, in order to, you know, go along to get along, in order to not be canceled, whatever it is. It's very, very painful. And I'm sure I don't have to tell a lot of you moms out there. It's very painful to be canceled by your own child. It's very, very painful to the cost that comes with that. The punishment is severe for standing for God. So when I tell you guys that doing this podcast or running for office or taking a stand publicly has cost me, I'm telling you it has cost me. So when I'm trying to talk to you guys on the podcast and I'm telling you we have to take a stand no matter what it costs us, I'm living that. Okay. So it's not coming to you from someone who doesn't understand the cost. But I am thankful in this pain and in the pain that I know a lot of you are in coming into these holidays. I am thankful that I have hope that I can pray over my son and his family. I pray for their safety, their well-being, their successful marriage, their for safety for my granddaughter. I pray for all of those things for them every day. And I know the power of a praying mother is incredibly strong. I also pray for reconciliation. I pray for God to redeem that relationship. God tells us so many things in the Bible that give us hope. He tells us that prodigals return. He tells us that he will redeem everything that the locusts have eaten. He tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. He says, raise a child up in the way that they should go and they will return. He also says, be thankful for trials and tribulations because they're doing a work in us to make our faith complete. So he's not saying that to be grateful for the trial in the sense that we want hardships to come on us, but the work that he's doing in us while we're going through the trial is what we're thankful for. So these are the things that come to my mind when I think about being thankful in the pain. For those of you who are struggling like I am with this, I think my message to you today would be, let's look around at all of the things that we are grateful for, that we have to be grateful for. We have a loving God who has us in the palm of his hand. And while we're in these valleys, he's with us. We're not alone. He understands our pain and he is there to comfort us through this pain. And he promises us that if we'll stay faithful to him, that he will bring purpose to that pain, that it's not going to be for nothing. And what I can tell you is that this work that I'm getting to do to pour into you is the most fulfilling and rewarding work I've ever done. Bar none. I feel like this gives me purpose for the pain. It's not to come on and tell my sad story. It's not my goal. It's just to come on and it's to say, hey, I know a lot of you out there are hurting too as we come into the holidays. And we can lock arms together. We can hold hands together through across the miles and through this screen because I understand. And I am not giving up on God. I'm not giving up on my son. I'm not giving up hope. Whether it's this side of heaven or that side, I know God will heal it. I hope it's this side. I hope it's soon. I'm not going to lie. The human side of me would love for this to be healed very, very soon because it really hurts. But if I don't see it in this lifetime, it doesn't change my faith walk. It doesn't change my hope in God. It doesn't change my faith in God and his ability to redeem, his ability to heal the situation. So for those of you like me that are going to be sitting around Thanksgiving table next week, wishing that your child was at that table, just know God hears us. He hears our prayers. He comforts us in this pain. We can be thankful in it because of the work he's doing in us and the fact that we are standing strong and not compromising our faith. That will be rewarded in some way. God will bring healing in some way. I think it's super important to remind you that forgiveness and obedience are two very key, those are very key elements that we have to have in order to get through this. We have to forgive them for they know not what they do. We have to forgive ourselves for any, our contribution to any of it. As a lot of you know, I wish I could go back and change how I responded to him initially that got me canceled. I reprimanded him, you know, and I was running for office and he started going on social media and posting very ugly comments. And I, you know, he wouldn't quit. He kept doing it. And I finally just picked up the phone and I called him. Of course he didn't answer, but I left him a message and said, listen, you know, you can disagree with me, that's fine, but you do not get to go on social media and attack me like this. This is not okay. I'm still your mother. You will respect me. And I used, you know, a tone that he hadn't heard before. I was very angry because on my campaign trail, you know, my opponent's watching, and if they smell blood in the water, they see a rift between you and your family, that can cost you your campaign. That can get very ugly very fast. And, you know, there were just a lot of reasons why I was really furious with him. And so I melted down. I called him and I melted down, and I wasn't very kind about it. And I told him to pick up the phone like a man and call me and face me, but to not sit behind a keyboard and, you know, type things that he needed to face me. And, you know, I still stand by the idea behind that. I do think our children should respect us no matter what age they're at, you know, but at the same time, I see now, which has launched this whole Lady Up America movement, I see now a better way I could have handled that, where I could have probably achieved a much better result and not been canceled from his life. So I don't want you to have the same pain that I've had. I'm trying to help prevent that in women. But if you are already like me on the other side of it, it's already water under the bridge, and now you're trying to repair that damage, then, you know, this is something that we have to do. We have to forgive ourselves for our shortcomings, for our bad responses, for, you know, allowing ourselves to melt down, whatever it is. We forgive ourselves, but we have to repent from it, right? We have to get into obedience. We have to learn how to do better. And we have to do better going forward. So that's what this movement is all about. I just want to encourage you today, because this will be our last podcast before Thanksgiving. I'm going to devote all my time next week to my family, to my mom and my dad and sister and my husband and, you know, our family. I'm going to be fully invested in the family that I do have the privilege of spending it with. I don't know how many more Thanksgivings I'll have with my mother. You know, I want to be fully present for the people in my life that do choose to be in it. And I encourage you to do that instead of spending all of our time longing for the one that we miss and that we wish was a part of it. So this is what I've learned to do, is to be fully present and grateful and thankful for what I do have, and not spend all my time focused on what I don't have. I believe that down the line, my son's going to wake up. My son's going to maybe miss me. I believe that God's going to reconcile him to my life, that we are going to be able to come back together. I did get to go up and see him over the summer. I let him know that I was coming to a restaurant, and I invited him to meet me at the restaurant. I didn't want to just show up on his doorstep, but I flew up to where he lives, which is up north. And I said, if you're, you know, interested in talking, I'll be at this restaurant at this time on this date, not knowing if he would even come. And he did. He did come. I was very grateful for that. So that gave me a little bit of hope that he still does care enough to come, and he still does love me. I know he loves me deep down, and he knows I love him deep down. But guys, this ideology, it has just infected them. It is such a stronghold. The schools, there's so many reasons why our kids are struggling right now. And so we have to give some grace, and we have to give this time, and we have to trust God with this. But I do believe that eventually we will heal. The fact that he showed up there told me that he cared enough to at least come. The conversation was very tough. That's where I learned that my standing on my faith and my ideologies, the way I live my life and all of that, is toxic and something he needs to protect his family from. So that was really hard to hear. There were a few gut punches in that meeting that were extraordinarily difficult to hear. I just cannot believe how indoctrinated he is. And he is probably standing there thinking, I can't believe how come she can't see all these things that are wrong with her. You know, so I've prayed and prayed and prayed that if there's something that I'm not aware of, or something that that I'm blind to, that God would bring that to my attention, that the Holy Spirit would bring it to my attention, because I don't want to be blind. I don't want to have blind spots when it comes to Him. I want to be as healthy as I can possibly be and not be any kind of toxic to His family, of course. From the God-centered people that I've sat and talked with, and I've done a lot of, you know, therapeutic work around this, what I've come to the conclusion of is that we're just so far apart ideologically that it's going to take a miracle. It's going to take a miracle for us to be able to heal. And I happen to know that my father is in the business of miracles. I think the other thing that is so important to point out is that when we stand strong in the face of this extraordinary pressure to cave, we're also teaching our children. This is a strong lesson I hope one day my son will see, that standing for God when everything inside of you knows that taking that stand is going to divide me from Him, that it's that important, that your relationship with God is that important. I hope he will glean from that the gravity of that statement. I hope when he comes to know God, because I pray every day that he will, I hope that when he comes into relationship with God and he starts to get it, he starts to understand that he was created by Almighty God for a purpose, for such a time as this, and that there is a divine plan for his life, and that obedience to God and all of that is not a negotiable. It's a non-negotiable in our faith walk. I hope that when he starts to see that, I believe he will someday, that when he sees that, then he'll go, okay, I understand what my mom was doing. Oh, okay, I get it. Okay, I understand now. You know, but me caving in right now, you caving in right now, is not the answer. So we have to stand firm. We have to stand for God. We can't cave. And even in that pain, and even in that separation from our children, even in that agony in the middle of the night, because I know that agony, we can cry out to our Father who cares, and he comforts us, and he gives us the endurance, the ability to do it. He gives us the patience. He gives us the love for them. We're not angry at them. They just don't understand. They just don't see it. We can pray for their blind eyes to open. There is hope as long as we're breathing, as long as we're in relationship with God, there is hope. So we're thankful coming up on Thanksgiving week in the pain for all the blessings. And I'll leave you with this. You know, one of my close girlfriends made a comment to me one day that really hit home, and maybe this will help you too, that even if we've lost a child, whether that be to a death, or whether that be to a separation like this, another thing we can be grateful for is the fact that we've known motherhood. She said, Diane, you know what it is to be a mother. You've carried a child. You've given birth to a child. You've helped raise a child. You know what it is to be a mother. She said, that's something I'll never know. You know, so there's just so much that as moms that we have to be grateful for. And so I just pray that over you. And as we go into this Thanksgiving week, missing our children, I pray the peace of God on you and your heart. I pray for blankets of comfort over you. And I pray for restoration for all of us. All right, ladies. That's my prayer for you today. That's my podcast for you today. I will see you on the other side of Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me here and being a part of this journey with me. We'll do it. We'll do it. We've got God, Almighty God, angels, angel armies, and we've got each other. All right. See you soon. Victory on the battle.